You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You getting in the spirit, Hugh?
I'm a little upset at Kyle.
Come on.
We haven't even had Thanksgiving yet.
Oh,
can we have Thanksgiving,
man? Don't be a Grinch. This is playing all through the hallways at work.
You know what? What's the song I heard the other day? And I thought it was I was at the dentist.
Backdoor
Baby
Santa?
It's cold. No, not Backdoor Santa. If Baby It's Cold Outside,
yeah.
I thought that song was banned, but
probably should have been canceled, if we're being honest. All right, we are live today from Roost Pub and Kitchen in downtown Wilmington, part of the Bardet Restaurant Group. Come on down, have lunch with us, hang out as we talk about the Eagles and, you know, this debating and discussing if this offense is going to get better. We can ask our next guest what he thinks. Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliott, how are we doing today?
Man, I love the Christmas music. I love it in the hallways at work. We got the tree up already at work. Get you in the spirit for the best time of the year.
We ain't even had Thanksgiving.
I agree, Elliott. It is time. It is time to get ready. And it's certainly time for
Thanksgiving is just, yeah.
Are you anti-Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving
is just a speed bump on the way to Christmas.
Is that what it is?
It's a fine holiday, but it's just the beginning. It's the beginning of the Christmas season. It's the appetizer to the real holiday. Yeah.
I agree with you. And I love Thanksgiving, but I agree with the way you assess that. All right, Elliott, as we look forward, we hope and look forward to the Eagles offense getting better. Elliott, do you expect this Eagles offense to be better as the season goes on?
So I think there's two ways to look at that. The first is, do I expect this to be an offense over the next seven games of the season that gets in the high 30s or even to the 30s consistently? I don't think they will be that. I think they're too banged up on the offensive line. I think there's a long enough track record of the running game struggling this year. And I think the passing game is what it is. So I don't expect the offense to turn things around. But the difference to me, and maybe where I have a different outlook than other people on this, is I still think they're going to the Super Bowl. Ultimately, when they have to score, I think they will score. As bad as they were on Sunday night, and they were not good, I don't think it's a coincidence that they scored their first touchdown of the game right after the Lions scored their touchdown. I still think this is a team that when they have to get it, they'll get it. So I don't expect it to be pretty, but I expect it to be good enough the rest of the year.
Elliott, how big of a loss is this version of Lane Johnson? I mean, typically that would be a silly question. Like, Lane in his career, it's actually correlated to wins and losses more than any other kind of non-quarterback around here for a long time. But I think it's fair to say Lane this year has not been the Lane of 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. All things considered, how big of a loss do you think Lane is, let's say, for the next 4 to 6 weeks until we get other news on what his timeline could be?
So he's definitely a loss. There's no question about it. I think he's probably still been their best offensive lineman this year, even though, you know, it's not a high bar. I think the offensive linemen themselves would tell you they probably have all not played that well. I think the difference between losing Lane this year and losing Lane in other years is they're used to playing without Lane this year. He's been in and out of games. He's missed games. He's left games early. I'd imagine during the week, he's probably not taking too many team reps, you know, to keep himself healthy and then playing on Sunday. So I think a difference can be that with Fred Johnson, he is going to, in theory, you know, knock on wood, like he'll play all the snaps. He'll practice during the week. And so one thing this offensive line has lacked is continuity. And I think that with Fred Johnson now, they can maybe start to get some continuity, even if the player's not as good. I think that could still help the line.
You know what, Elliot, I'm kind of curious. How do you think it's going to affect the running game, being as that they had the six offensive linemen out there, you know, the bigger guys, and now that Lane's gone, it's going to kind of mess up that rotation a little bit. How do you think that affects the running game?
Well, it's, you know, I think it affects it, but they're not really able to run the ball now. So it's not like they're losing a part of their offense where all of a sudden you're not able to lean on it. They've not really been able to lean on their running game all year. And I think the six-man group, where it really hurts them, in my opinion, is now when you run that six-man unit, and I don't think Cam Jurgens is going to play on Sunday. We'll see, but I don't expect him to be out there. And as a result, your top three backups on offensive line are going to be on the field for a lot of snaps. So if you lose anybody else, now you're even thinner. I mean, they're one snap away from Drew Kendall going in at center, you know, and some of these other backup offensive linemen that are far down the depth chart. Now, it's hard for any good team or any team at all to have eight good offensive linemen. Most teams can't even find five good offensive linemen. So I don't think it's a slight at the front office that they're thin at offensive line. It's a hard position to find. But that is really where the six-man line that they've been trying to use could hurt them, is that you are now using so many of your backups regularly.
Elliot Shure-Parks with us here as we dissect the Eagles after a big win over the Detroit Lions, Dallas this Sunday. We'll get to that. Elliot, before the game on Sunday, we're doing the pregame show, and we were talking about the defense, and you said, you know, you thought this could be better than last year, and it was met with a lot of like, come on. Now, after watching the Lions game, what they did to the Green Bay Packers, where do you stand on this defense? Elliot, the last 2 weeks have reminded me of last year. It feels like last year where they are smothering. They seem to be ahead of whatever the other offense is going to do, and they're I was watching that game Sunday feeling like they had a tremendous Lions offense at a point where they were broken. Like, they broke that offense the way they did to the Chiefs last year, the way they did to the Commanders last year, the way they did to the Packers last year. It reminded me of last year. How high right now are you on this defense compared to last year?
I think they're better. I think this is a better defense than the defense the Eagles had last year. And I know that sounds hyperbolic or like it's reactionary. And I understand this defense has a ways to go to accomplish what last year's defense did. But in terms of talent, I think this defense has more talent on it. Last year's defense won somewhat unconventionally. They won by the back four, back five, or really back seven, I guess, being the strength of the defense and the front four not being the strength. This year, the front four is the strength of the defense, and the back seven is still good, but they are winning over these past 2 weeks, and I expect them to do it moving forward by dominating at the line of scrimmage. And in the Super Bowl, they were able to do that last year's team, but it's not something they did consistently. So I think it's pretty clear over time in the NFL, it's a proven fact, you win on defense and you're a great defense by winning at the line of scrimmage. And this year's team, I think, is better at that. I think Jalen Phillips is better than Josh Sweat. Jalix Hunt's a better player than he was last year. I think Moro Ojomo is playing better than Milton Williams did last year. Not Milton Williams this year, but Milton Williams last year. So I think when you just go through the team, they are better defense this year.
You know, as I recklessly speculate, Elliot, I want to kind of bring you in on this.
Love it.
What do you make of the story that D-Gun dropped talking about Eagles? Some people in the organization are kind of fed up with Jalen. I know I'm probably being a little hyperbolic in the way that I'm describing it, but they're a little bit upset.
It sounded kind of like that to me.
Yeah, a little fed up.
Yeah, not that hyperbolic. So I think there's two things to look at with this report by D-Gun. And first, I'll say Derek Gunn is maybe number one on the Eagles reporter list of all time. Like, there is not many reporters that have done a better job or contributed more or been correct more than Derek Gunn. So I definitely take what he says seriously. And I think anyone that's covered the team or been around the team for the past 2 years, I guarantee you nobody heard that and thought, wow, that's surprising. Like, maybe there's different variations of what people have heard, but there was nobody that heard that and thought, I'm shocked to hear that. Now, in terms of what it means, A, I don't think it's a good thing that people in the building are leaking things about the quarterback. That's just never productive, and it's not a sign of a you know, a strong locker room to an extent, at least in relation to Jalen. But I also think what Derek Gunn said in terms of Jalen's impact on the passing game is true. And I think what we need to accept about Jalen is, like all quarterbacks, he has strengths and weaknesses. And right now, the thing everybody's trying to figure out, it was like, why is the offense struggling? One of the reasons is because of Jalen's weaknesses. And the weakness he has is, you know, consistency in the passing game. Sometimes he holds on to a little too much. He doesn't throw it into tight windows. I think the middle of the field is definitely an area he doesn't like to throw the ball to. So those are weaknesses of his. Now, what I would encourage the person who said this about Jalen to do is look at his strengths. And I think his strengths has also led to a lot of wins for this team. He does not turn the ball over. He covers up for the offensive line quite a bit by getting out of pressure and making big plays with his legs. He does throw a good deep ball. So I think that we can accept what was said about him is true, while also accepting and knowing that that is a weakness in his game, but he has strengths as well that has helped this team.
Yeah, I agree with the way you assessed it. I mean, the issue is it's coming out, right, like that, and that makes you wonder about a whole bunch of things, why this is getting to D-Gun, why then, you know, who wanted it out there, and D-Gun obviously doing his job reporting it. Elliot, we want to end with something just to get your take on, but first, what's your feeling on this game Sunday? Elliot, I got to tell you, I've got some trap game vibes as I look at this game. It is a weird spot on the schedule coming off of two really hard-fought games back-to-back. They got the Bears on a short week afterwards. And now they go to Dallas here, and I don't think they're going to lose the game, but I also don't feel they're going to blow them out the way I probably would have said 3 or 4 weeks ago with Dallas adding some players back on defense and coming off a win Monday. Elliot, your feel on this Eagles-Cowboys game Sunday, and has it changed as the last few weeks have kind of moved along?
So I'll say this, that in my experience covering the team and being at all these Eagles games in Dallas over the years, I think it's the hardest place for them to play in the NFL. I'm not saying it is the hardest place to play in the NFL. I'm saying for the Eagles, it has been the hardest place to play in the NFL. Not only do they lose there, they like often get blown out there, and the defense really struggles there. So I think this is an excellent litmus test for the Eagles. We're going to find out how legit the defense is, and we know the defense is good, but if they can go to Dallas and shut down a team that in 4 home games this year has scored over 40 three times, like, they are electric in Dallas, that offense. So we'll see how the defense goes against that, right? And if they can shut them down. But the flip side of that is we'll see how this offense is, because they're in a dome. The Cowboys defense is bad at basically everything. If you look at the stats, they have a good pass rush. Quinnen Williams was a good addition, but they are horrendous at almost everything else. So if the Eagles can't move the ball against the Cowboys defense, that is a big time red flag for me. So it is a good game to see where this team truly is, and part of that is because they're playing in the best atmosphere, which of course is a dome, so you don't have to worry about the wind or anything like that. We can watch true football.
Yeah, well, I mean, everything until there I was with you on. All right,
football at its best.
Before we let you go, we need to get I need you to tell me your reaction to this. And is this a thing at the NovaCare Complex we're not used to? Let's take everyone back. This is part of the Jordan Mailata show on Monday with you and Spike and Jordan Mailata. And it's a conversation about Jalen and the leak and the Derek Gunn report. And it sounds like Mailata is agreeing with you, Elliot, but he refers to you by a name that I've never heard anyone call you. Let's hear it.
I'm on the same wavelength as you, Eli.
Eli.
Eli. Is that your name around the NovaCare Complex? Like, is that the alter ego that like muscles out McMullen for questions?
I'm on the same wavelength
Tell
as
us
you,
about Eli Shore Park.
Well, the funny thing is, I've been on this earth for 38 years now. I've never had a single other person call me Eli. So this is a first-time thing. He's been doing it for about a year. I think it's I'll get my name shortened, but I'll get E or L. Like, I don't ever get Eli, right? So he's been calling me Eli for over a year. I will admit there was about a month where I wondered if he knew my real name was Elliot, which I would assume he did. I've known him since he got here in 2018. But, yeah, I think it's a nickname. But now the question is, do I start calling Jordan Mailata, do I call him Dan? Do I shorten his first name to just a completely different name as well?
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't suggest that? Just still call him Jordan? Yeah, I think that's probably what I'll
do. Are you considering a rebranding with Eli? Could this be a thing, or is this just with you and Jordan?
Well, considering I'm the reigning Eagles Insider of the Year, I'm not really sure I need a rebrand.
Okay. No, you heard him.
I mean, John McMullen certainly would agree after what happened last week. All right, Elliot, Eli, we appreciate you hopping on as always. Have a good rest of your week, we will talk to you Sunday for the pregame show.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
There he goes. Eli Shore Park. What do you think's going on with it? Do we think Jordan, even though he's known Elliot since he got here, which is many years ago now, do you think Jordan thinks Elliot's name is Eli?
I think he knows his name. I think that's just the relationship that they've cultivated over the years.
Yeah,
I think he just
creating a new name for him that's not his name.
Basically.
Okay, Kyle, what's your take on the Eli thing? I think Mailata. I'm going to get like 30% chance he thinks Elliot's name is Eli.
No, I don't know. I feel like it's more of like an assertion of dominance. Like you're my little buddy.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Like I don't have to call you your full name.
Yes.
I'll just shorten.
Like you're Eli, and there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah.
Just like
I'm twice your size.
Yeah. What are you gonna do about it? Yeah. I don't think he should fight back with the Dan. Like I think you should just call him Jordan. Yeah.
That's not a can of worms you want to open.
No. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Do you expect this Eagles offense to improve, to get better? Hugh Douglas, are you still at 11-14 living in full denial?
Yes.
Okay.
I expect it to get better.
Based on they have to?
Yes. That's what you strive for every week.
But didn't they strive for it last week?
They have.
And they got worse.
They've been striving for it, and it's been disjointed. I tell you, it felt a little forced in the sense that
totally.
It felt like nobody was into it. Like, and here's the thing. Those are emotions, in my opinion. You need to take emotion out of it, man. Like, the ultimate goal is to try to be the back-to-back Super Bowl champions. So you put that pride in your pocket, you know, and you do what you have to do to win back-to-back Super Bowls. I think part of it is on the quarterback, and I think AJ has a lot to do with it as well. It just looked like to me, and it kind of confirmed it for me with the way he answered the question at the end of the press conference, that he was a little like, you know, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it because I'm tired of hearing everybody mouth. You can't be like that, man. You got to let all that stuff, you got to leave that by the wayside, in my opinion.
Well, I agree with that. And moving forward with the Jalen AJ connection, I mean, what's the expectation there the rest of the year? I mean, I think, to me, the biggest issue with the AJ thing is I just don't think physically he's there. I don't think he's the
same.
And
that might be the case, but, you know, when you talk about his ability to use his body to his advantage, he still has that.
Sure. So like he's a possession receiver.
Well, he could, but Joe, I mean, if he's moving the chains, that's what this is all about. Like, if the main thing's the main thing, and I say if me and you had beef, right, and I know that for us, the beef that we have could affect the show, I'm going to go ahead and suck it up for the show's sake.
I would, too.
You see what I'm saying? That's just how I'm wired because I'm trying to get this money.
Yeah, but are they wired the same way? They have their money.
No, I'm just saying. But you're trying to get these accolades, man, because let me tell you what I know for a fact. All these little penny-ante beefs and squabbles that you have in your 20s ain't going to mean a damn thing in your 30s and your 40s. I mean, that's a fact. The fact that me and B. Mitch and T.O. and whoever else I had beef with can sit down 20 years later and laugh and giggle about the times that we had,
right,
that's what it's all about. And they need to realize that. Because if you win a couple Super Bowls, I guarantee you that they'll sit back and be like, hey, man, remember whenever we had going on what was going on? That was silly. And that's how you need to treat it. Because the reality of it is this. You take two things away from this game, money and memories, and you try to get as much of both of them as you possibly can. And right now, you're messing up the rotation by whatever it is you got going on in your personal life. You're not going to play. Like 5-6 years from now, everybody going to be getting ready to wind down. Some sooner than others. Take advantage of the time that you have now, man, and try to get these championships.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. I mean, I wish this was – I wish when I've watched the team, I viewed it was just a personality clash between AJ and Jalen, because that you get through. But I don't. Like, they don't have a running game. They don't have an offensive line that is particularly great right now. They don't have AJ with the explosion he used to. And I don't think they have a coordinator that really has got it all together. There's a lot of issues. 215-592-9494 for Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Where is everyone today on the idea of this offense getting better? 73% living in Douglas denial.
Be optimistic.
73. Where's reality?
Love you, people.
Where's reality in all this?
Listen.
Passed us by. Okay. Long time ago.
We as fans of football teams don't live in reality. How many times
I've
come on here when I'm in my analyst hat on, and I'll say, hey, I give you pointed reasons why I feel the way that I feel, and people that tell me, because we're the birds, put the fries in the bag, Hugh.
in those instances, you're wrong, and they're right. You didn't realize that?
So we move the line as we see fit, man. Yeah, so we're okay. Moving the line today.
So I should just take my logic and throw
put
it out the window?
Put the fries in the bag, all right,
I'll put the fries. Robert in Philly is up. He's got the fix. What's up, Robert?
Hello.
What's up, Robert?
Hello, Robert.
How you doing?
Good, Robert. What's up?
The thing with the offense, it's a simple fix. Oh. You know it's a simple fix.
That's right.
All you got to do is put two running backs in and keep me until they stop it. They can't stop it. They won't be able to stop it this year.
That's what I'm talking about. You heard
you
it.
You hear what I'm talking about? Wow. I'm with you.
You know.
I know the drill.
We used to have a fullback back in the day leading the running back.
So you want Cam Latu in there?
We just call that the wing.
Huh? I heard John Rich this morning, 6:30. I got in the car. Cam Latu. You want Cam Latu, Robert?
No. The two running backs.
Oh, you want two running backs.
Send this over to the NovaCare.
So you want Tank Bigsby on the field with Saquon Barkley?
Yeah.
Robert, we can't block, though. What's the point of the two backs?
What's the young boy, the big boy, running, getting 18 yards, 15 yards?
Yeah, Tank.
Tank Bigsby.
Was a Bigsby.
Yeah, get him. That guy.
You signed off on all that?
Put Bigsby. Yeah. Put Bigsby.
I forgot what he's called, that formation. The wing,
Bigsby,
not the wing.
Bigsby is Saquon. Or he's going to put the other running back in, switch him around. But all you got to do is put the two running back in. And I guarantee you won't have no more problem the rest of the year.
Wow. Well, I'm up for anything, Robert.
By the time they figure that out, we'll have another Super Bowl ring.
Okay, you know what?
That's the wing team.
Kyle, send this audio to Petullo. Okay?
I'm convinced.
Okay, yes, Robert, what do you got for us? What's your two words that go together?
Crazy horse.
Crazy horse?
Yeah.
You know what?
You know the drill.
Robert, I like
you know. Tell Hugh. Crazy horse comes straight from the killer.
You taking notes?
Yeah, I'm taking notes.
He wrote it down. Robert, great phone call. I like that, Grace.
I was working on my quarterback list for this week.
Oh, yeah. 1 o'clock, quarterback power rankings.
It's riveting.
No, it's not.
It's riveting. That was a lot, man.
Sure was.
Let's the Wayne T is an old offense that they used to run way back in the day.
So, I didn't get a chance to ask him. This is on me. Who are we taking off the field to put the second running back
Since you've been so, you know, adamant about this, I guess it's A.J. Brown.
Oh, I'm sure that'll go over wonderfully.
We go take Jalen off to the Wildcat.
We're going to take A.J. off the field, and we're going to put the fullback back.
Okay.
There.
I'm glad we're all acting like grown-ups here. Brahim is up on WIP. What's up, Brahim?
Yo, what's going on?
And Brahim,
what's
up?
I don't know what's going on. I got a lot of static on my lungs. But, Joe, this has always been my problem with you, bro.
You got a problem.
What do I do now, Brahim?
So I'm an optimist by nature, so that we're always going to butt heads.
Right.
But two, I feel as though like you always ignore circumstances and have unrealistic views on things when it comes to sports sometimes. Like those last two games, dude, John Ritchie said it this morning, Devin said it this morning, she was on the field. Those last two games definitely affected the offense. Now, before I heard Derek's comment too, right? And I know, and you're right. The defense did benefit from that. But I believe you may have had Jared Goff ahead of Hurts. And even if you didn't, I know you think he's a better passer.
Yes.
And show us Jordan Love. And they weren't slinging the ball all over the field in those two games. My point is this, is that the two games previous to that, when we did have good conditions, the offense did look better. Jalen Hurts had a perfect passer rate in the Vikings. So we were progressing. You keep saying they're getting worse, but you completely ignore their circumstances and what made them look worse.
Brahim, I think it's fair what you're bringing up. The two games before the last two games were two of their best, right? Jalen played really well in those games. 7 touchdowns, no picks, all that. Brahim, it's concerning to me because it's not a small sample. It's not like they've played 4 games, 2 good, 2 bad, right? Then we can talk about the weather and the opponents. They've played 10, and they're the worst 3-and-out team in the NFL. They're not creating a lot of explosives. And, Brahim, they had a bye. Like, I think it was reasonable to expect it to look better after the bye. I recognize the weather is part of that. You're right, and it's two better teams. I get it. But, like, they had a bye to work on things, and this is what it looks like after the bye. Doesn't that concern you?
No, because I'm taking into account the circumstances of the game. In that Green Bay game, dude, I saw offensive linemen slipping. I saw Saquon slipping. Like, there were things that went into the offense looking bad in those two games. You know what I'm saying? And this is the other thing, right? This is the other thing. They haven't looked great all season, but they have also faced some of the toughest competition in this league. Some of the best defenses, some of the best offenses. And for them to be coming off the Super Bowl and to have the schedule that they have and to be 8-2, I think it is ridiculous that we're complaining this much.
Okay, you bring up good points. Let me ask you this. In a dome, fast track Sunday in Dallas against one of the bottom 2 or 3 defenses in football.
They should step up.
And Brahim, if they go out there and they score a lot Sunday, then everything you're saying here feels like you got a point. If they go out there Sunday, Brahim, and we only have 20 points or 18 points on the board, are you going to be worried then?
I agree. Yes.
Okay.
And that was going to be my final point. Now, if they go down there this weekend and the offense looks terrible. And I mean, and it looks like it did in the last two games. Then yes, I'll say we have reason to be concerned. But until that happens, I'm not going to be like this much upward. Just don't make that much sense to me.
All right, Brahim, I think you bring a lot of good stuff today, and that made a lot of sense. The last two spots were terrible weather nights and cold and all that. I get it. If it wasn't 10 weeks of up and down and mostly down, I'd probably be more on your side. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phone lines on the offense. Your two words that go together here for Combo-Con. We got a great prize for live from Roos Pub and Kitchen in downtown Wilmington, part of the Bardea Restaurant Group. Plus, along with your phone calls, 12 o'clock, we'll have Jason Avant for a full hour, the lunch hour with Jason Avant, and Ruben Amaro Jr. this weekend speculated on a timeline for a resolution to the Kyle Schwarber situation. You're going to want to hear that. That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You ever wonder why Fanatics Sportsbook is America's fastest online growing sportsbook? Most sportsbooks, well, their rewards are just flat. But FanCash is the ultimate sports currency. And betting with Fanatics lets you stack FanCash. With Fanatics Sportsbook, you can get up to 10% FanCash back on wagers, win or lose. Use your Fanatics Sportsbook FanCash to unlock the world of Fanatics with profit boots, exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. That's right, Kyle, you heard me, profit boots. They're the real value of your sports fandom. Did I also mention they are giving away millions in FanCash this year with games like FanCash Drops that is offered live in Fanatics Sportsbook app every single Friday. So switch to the sportsbook that always has your back. Go check it out for yourself and download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Niggas and a fool could see there was something in everything about you.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show.
Baby, come back.
We're live from Roost Pub and Kitchen in downtown Wilmington, part of the Bardea Restaurant Group. Hugh Douglas,
I hate that this ain't Hall and
singing us back.
Yeah, you know what? I saw a documentary on them the other day.
On?
Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Yeah.
John Oates cannot stand Daryl Hall.
Really?
Like, for real.
Like AJ Brown, Jalen Hurts kind of stuff?
Man, listen. No. It's way worse than that. Because, like, John Oates was talking about somebody asked him, would you guys ever get back for a reunion tour?
What'd he say?
He said he was about to curse. He was like, no. He was like, no. He was like, you know, everybody tries to live in the past. There's something to the effect of, you know, trying to relive what it used to be. He's like, no, we're good. That is crazy because I remember growing up and they were hot. They were hot in the streets back in the day. But I don't think, like, to that point, I don't think this is that. I don't.
What, the Eagles?
Well, Jalen and AJ.
Oh, I don't know what they are. I mean, that's just not on the same page is the best way I could put it. All right, so we play the song, and that could mean the Eagles' offense coming back, or it could mean Kyle Schwarber. Baseball free agency is underway. Last week were the GM meetings. Winter meetings coming up here in just a few weeks, and that's usually when things start to really percolate with this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to Ruben Amaro Jr. on this past weekend with Devin Caney for their show, and Ruben said something here, and it kind of coincides with a report yesterday about Kyle Schwarber that I think there was one headline, but it wasn't the right headline. First, let's hear Ruben Amaro on the Schwarber contract situation.
If you had to guess, just based on your experience, based on even recent seasons with big free agent signings, when do you think we will know if Kyle Schwarber is going to be a Philly?
My guess is we will know something sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, that's soon.
Sometime
that's
between.
Soon.
I got to believe. You know, Kyle Schwarber is one of those guys that probably wants to know exactly where he's going to be, and I don't necessarily think that Kyle Schwarber is going to go for like the last dollar. I think comfort's important to him. I think he enjoys being here. I'm hopeful that he enjoys it enough to come back. But I don't think it's going to be played out. It's not going to be one of those deals where it's played out. You know, into March.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You got some?
Oh, no.
Usually when you put your hand up, you got a point. So I wait.
No, I was about to say, Max, I want some mini glizzies. That's what I was
looking. So lunch was your takeaway from the Schwarber story.
He had a
lunch.
Break. No. Ordering food on the air.
Wait a minute. No. He asked me what I was thinking. I had a couple thoughts in my head, but yeah. The first one was
lunch.
I was looking on the menu and I didn't see mini glizzies, and I was like, "Oh, mini glizzies."
See, this is why I am glad we're on YouTube, because anyone watching right now can defend me in that.
No,
Hugh put his hand up, right? Like, so
I
like,
did.
There's some cues in radio, and one of them sometimes is like you put your hand up when you got a point, and
yes.
and I saw you. It's like, oh, Hugh wants to react to that Amaro thing. I want some glizzies.
No,
okay.
No,
cool.
that was my Great. First thought. My second thought, I was paying attention. But my thing is,
were you? Thank you.
You should have known this was going to happen. Like, the price of the brick has went up. I said this during the regular season.
Yeah.
I said the better he plays, the more enticing he's going to be.
So with that, right, and tomorrow saying between Thanksgiving and Christmas, yesterday there was a story. Jeff Passan, ESPN, put out like a primer, right? Like all the thoughts on all the free agents and what might happen this winter, all the teams that are involved and blah, 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 right? And part of it, there was a blurb about Schwarber. And part of it was, and this is the thing a lot of people took away, is apparently the Pirates might be involved, right?
Yes,
everyone laughed, like, ha, ha, the Pirates.
But they got bread.
Well, here is what I think is actually the takeaway from yesterday as Hugh orders his hot dogs here.
Hold up, I got some more stuff I'm going to get.
You're on the air, you know that, right?
No.
The microphone is on.
No, but hold up. Max trying to be, he trying to move off that. I got some other stuff I want to order, dog. Just wait a minute. Okay, we back.
No, we've been here the whole time.
No, listen.
You're back.
Let me tell you. I'm just saying.
We've been here the entire time.
This is
crazy.
No,
I'm saying. No, because I wanted to get my food ordered. The glizzies were great. I had some tomato soup, and I want this short rib grilled cheese sandwich now.
I don't give a shit.
I know that I've talked bad about grilled cheese in the past. I know that. But when you add the short rib to it,
yeah,
that takes it to another level. So I want the grilled cheese.
We were kind of doing.
And then the onion rings. Then we're done. Okay, now we're back. Yeah, but I don't think he's going to Pittsburgh. No, but we all kind of knew.
I don't either.
No. But we all kind of knew that at the end of the season there were going to be a lot of teams vying for his services.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And we also knew that he's in a unique position where he already has won a World Series. So this might be, for him, potentially a money grab.
And I think it could also be a year's grab. All right, so now that I think Hugh's done ordering his lunch, let me try to get into what the point is, okay? Yesterday, the story came out. The Pirates were mentioned. Everyone's like, ha-ha, the Pirates. The real story, I think, was the next paragraph of the story. Because Jeff Passan says, and I'm going to quote him, because of his production and leadership, Schwarber fits just about anywhere. The Red Sox, Mets, Blue Jays, Tigers, Pirates, Phillies. And he also wrote that the demand is high, and it's no surprise he won't get more than a 5-year deal because of his age and position. Mm-hmm. Here's what's striking about this to me, Hugh. A lot of teams, and he thinks 5 is the cap. Tells me if there is a team willing to go to 6,
yes,
that's the winner, right? Like, I don't think a team's going to come in here and say, here's $50 million a year, Schwarber. He's probably going to have a range of $30 million-ish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if the report is these teams are all going to be about 5 years, to me, the separator might be, are the Phillies willing to go to the 6th year?
Well, it all depends on how long he wants to play, I think. But I guess that extra year gives him a little bit more, the extra cheese.
Guaranteed money, yeah.
Yeah. The thing that jumped out to me with this conversation, Joe, is his leadership, which is undeniable. You saw that down the stretch. You know, we talk about, you know, Bryson, what he means to this team. But to me, especially in the postseason, it felt like Kyle was the guy that kind of took that leadership mantle.
Yeah.
That's huge. And when you talk about a team like the Pirates who has, you know, Skeens, that really, really good pitcher, and they're trying to build their organization, that's a great guy to have in the ball club.
Of course it is.
In the clubhouse, I should say.
And the way it's framed is he fits everyone.
Yeah,
like, even though he's a DH, he fits, you know, you take away the Dodgers because they have Otani. Like, other than them, most teams can find a way to put him on their team and move things around. It tells me that it's going to be a big market. Most teams are going to be about $30 million a year, and if 4 or 5 teams are offering 5 years, there is a way for the Phillies to win this, and that is to offer the 6th year. I mean, next year will be his age 33 season, so this would cover ages 33 through 38. Hugh Douglas, would you go to 6 years?
Yes. Yes, because you're talking about – I don't know what Bryce Harper's going to be. I mean, I know Bryce was upset because the reckless speculation about him was said, mm-hmm. but when you talk about – this team and the roster being flipped or whatever, I feel like he's one of the guys that has to be here because he's an integral part to me of the success that the Phillies have had. I know Bryce Harper's the big name piece and everything, but Kyle Schwarber to me is just as important in that situation.
So you guys know how much I love Schwarber and I want him back. 6 years I have reservations about. Guys, at some point, we're going to have a team where Schwarber's 37, 38. Harper's 38, 39. Turner is the same. I mean, they're all the same age, right?
I get it.
How many can we have at the same time?
I get it. And you're talking about a team that we ran it back last year, and now you're talking about the failures of last year, and you're giving him some more money. But to me, he's a big piece of that.
I know.
He's a big part of that.
He's their best offensive player. I mean, yeah. I recognize what he is. It's just – if it goes to that, if the Phillies need to go to 6, I'd have reservations. Kyle, would you give him 6?
Yeah. I'm doing whatever it takes to bring him back. And you know where I come down on the long-term contracts, the Bryce Harper thing, Trey Turner. I don't care what the team looks like in 5 years. I need to win a title. Kyle Schwarber helps you win a title.
Well, he would, and he certainly would help you win one next year. I just tell you, if they do that, we're talking about the 2030 season with Turner, Harper, Nola, Schwarber all here. Are any of them going to be good players 5 years?
Don't care.
The answer is probably not. I mean, you could not care, but
because you're going to probably extend Bryce Harper in a couple weeks.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's
gonna why you do that again?
What are you talking about? That's going to happen.
It better not.
It's going to happen.
It better
Bryce
not.
Harper cut his hair. He's going through something.
Yeah, I don't know
through.
What that picture was. I prefer to avoid talking about it.
He was getting his mind right. He's getting his mind right.
That was a little concerning, that photo.
It was. I was happy it came out on a Friday so I could just bury that for the weekend.
He had a nice little high. It was what they call it, high and tight.
Is that it?
I think that's what it's called. Okay. I don't have that kind of hair, so I don't know. Is it high and tight?
I think it's probably
anywhere.
Yeah.
No. None.
All right, this segment brought to you by Meineken. It's been a segment so far. It's football season. Make sure your car is game day ready. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. Let's go to Adrian in Philly. What's up, Adrian?
Yo, Adrian.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Adrian. What's up?
Good. So I was, you know, wanted to call about, you know, I guess a few callers ago, they were saying about, you know, the Eagles throwing, you know, a 30-point bomb, you know, as to, you know, the offense. And I thought it was crazy. If you're talking about a 30-point bomb, like, that's not a bomb. A bomb would be, you know, 47 points. And, you know, do I think the offense is going to get better? No. I mean, I think the offensive line, you know, really holds the key. I don't want to say holds the key to the kingdom here, but, you know, we should be putting up 30 points every game. I mean, but somehow we find a way to win. And I think about, you know, think about Tom Brady and the Patriots and having the, you know, heaviest and best offensive line that really, you know, let Tom Brady become Tom Brady. And I think without, you know, the offensive line being, you know, healthy, you know, concessions are made, and I don't think they're really going to get better.
Yeah, I just don't know how, like, Adrian, I keep looking for ways that it just works suddenly. And I think we all were hoping the offensive line was going to get healthy, right? But now it seems like we're going to be without Lane for 4 to 6 weeks. And Elliott just told us he doesn't expect Cam Jurgens on Sunday. So backup center, backup right tackle. We're just it's one of those years, it feels like, where the offensive line's probably never going to be together.
You know what's funny? And I remember – I'm sorry, Miss Adrian. Not to cut you off, but I remember when I played – like when we played against offensive lines that weren't that good, the passing game was speeded up, and everything was kind of speeded up a little bit. So there are ways around this. Like, you know, you might have – the matchups don't favor you across the front, right? So right. You speed the game up, and you get the ball out your hands quick. There are ways. That's why I believe that this offense can get better. Because, okay, for example, A.J. might not be the guy that he once was. But when you look at it on paper against the Dallas Cowboy DBs and A.J., he's a physical match. He's a physical mismatch for their corners. So use that to your advantage. You know, get those quick hitters, those quick slants, those drag routes and things of that nature. There are ways to fix this. Now, is that on Kevin Petullo or Jalen Hurts? Don't know. Didn't play offense. But I do remember vividly teams, when they could not block us up front, the ball would always come out quick.
Right, and I think we haven't seen that. You know, we haven't seen that lately. I mean, I was at the game on Sunday, and even that morning when the wind was whipping outside my house, I you know, texting people, I said the wind is going to be a factor, and I understand it's going to be a factor on both sides, but it's going to affect, you know, affect Zach. And we've seen just different – play calling. I think, again, he's been super conservative. I love when Jalen runs. I mean, that, you know, as you guys have talked about, that it's, you know, I think there's success there. But I would hope that the offense will get better. Now, me saying I don't think it will doesn't mean that they're not going to win games.
Well, they're winning the way – right, they're 8-2 this way. Right? And down the stretch, Adrian, they could beat the Cowboys, the Bears, the Raiders, the Command. I mean, they could win most of these games with this offense because that defense is so good. But they have to get better for January. Adrian, what do you got for us for two words that go together?
Yo, Adrian.
Yo, Adrian is a really good answer.
Yo, Adrian.
I mean, that Adrian, that's a good one. I mean, it fits you. That's a good one. You, I mean, you got to like that.
Yeah, yo, Adrian, because I started it when she called.
You started it.
Did you do a Rocky impression, Hill?
No, I meant when she called in, I said, yo, Adrian. Yeah. That's what I meant. That's what I didn't mean. I actually started it.
Yeah, no. You would never do that. Like, no. You would never order lunch while on the air or anything like that.
No, I didn't. No, I mean,
well, you
kind of put me in
a
spot. Yeah,
we're very professional. No.
I am a professional.
We just had a 7-minute break, like, right before you did that.
What are you talking about? No, because.
What are you talking about?
But what happened was this. That's Max's fault.
It's not Max's fault.
Because Max gave me the menu late. And then the mini glizzies. the aioli. I think that's what it was, the mustard aioli.
Yeah.
It put it on a different level.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, all the food in here is great.
The aioli put it on a different level.
It's your decision to order mid-segment.
Another break, by the way, in like six, 7 minutes, Hugh. So.
It was
Sean,
the aioli.
Sean in Philadelphia up on WIP.
This is lovely.
Sean.
Yo, I'm... What's going on, fellas?
What do you got, Sean? What's up?
How y'all doing, man?
What's up, man?
Man, listen, I just want to say I think the offense is going to get better because we're dealing with some great talent. We got a lot of talent on this team. And eventually it's going to click in the heads like, hold up, man. We get close to playoff time. We got to perform. And I think these guys who just came off of a Super Bowl winning season is going to get it together eventually. You know, but, you know, I think it all starts with the offensive line. The offensive line got to do a better job with being able to, you know, get Saquon some better looks and being able to keep, you know, Hurts in the pocket. I don't really want him to run that much, although it creates a lot of, you know, different, you know, plays. But I think the offensive line needs to be critiqued in a great way, in a big time way.
So, and Sean, I agree. They need to be better on the offense. The only issue is they're not whole, right? Like, Lane is out 4 to 6 weeks. Juergens just left the game Sunday, and LA doesn't think he's going to play this week. So we can keep saying the offensive line needs to be better, but it just doesn't feel like their year up there.
I like that idea that the old head was just talking about a couple phone ago.
Oh, two running backs.
Ago with the two backs. Yeah, it's called like a split back. A split back formation.
That's what you were looking for, the split backfield.
Yeah, I used to play that when I'm on Madden.
I don't think it's a wing T.
It is the wing T.
But the wing T isn't the extra back. Player
well, it's
off
the tan, it's off the tan back. No, the wing T is like you got the tight end and the receiver on one side.
That's what I mean. But the wing T.
And then you have the running back. Yeah. One running back is in the eye, and the one running back is offset.
Max is showing us diagrams
here. There it is. There it is right there.
Yeah.
But see, the tight end, like one of those would be.
That's a tight formation.
But see, that's if you take – you got to take the receiver out. Because guys,
if we are going to the wing, if we're going to the wing tee, it's just the season's over, guys. I mean, come on, this is a professional offense. But they run the wing tee in high school.
Is it a professional offense?
Well, it should be. Is this a professional show? Sean, what do you got for us? What's your two words that go together?
Had a couple, but the one that stick out is automobile.
Automobile.
That's one word.
Kyle's getting upset.
It is technically a single word, Sean. Those are
automobile.
Two words, but they're together.
All right, well, automobile.
All right. Well, my other one is Inglourious Bastard.
We don't get two.
Well,
I guess you did.
Yeah,
Sean,
we'll
give it to him. Sean,
first one was a major L.
Kyle is not handling this well.
Mostly, this is your fault.
What did I do?
We don't have to relitigate what happened here, but you put your hand up like you had a point, and you wanted to talk about your lunch.
Well, no, I was pointing at Max. I wasn't looking at you, but you took it, and so that's where we ended up.
I need everyone on YouTube to go back and look at what he did. He put his hand up as if he had a point, and then it was about lunch.
I had a flashback about them glizzies, though.
That sounds like a drop right there. We might have to cut that audio.
I had a flashback of the mini hot dogs.
Okay, Kyle in Middletown is up. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Kyle, what's up?
All right, so I'm with you on this one. I'm super optimistic. I think as a fan base, we're a little spoiled. We're living in the glory years of Eagle football. We're 8-2. Some of them it's been ugly, and I understand the frustration. Obviously, there's a lot invested in this offense, so I definitely understand the frustration. But I'm optimistic.
Are you optimistic because you want to be, or you have a reason to be? I'm just wondering, like, what about the offense makes you feel like it's going to start moving here?
Well, I forget who it was that made the point, but I think it might have been Hugh. When Detroit scored, they went right down there and scored. It seems
that
like
was Elliott Short part.
Elliott brought that
inside
up,
of the year.
They responded to the score. Yep,
inside of the year.
They responded, and it just seems like that's how they play. They respond when they need to respond. Last year, obviously, we had a running game. The offensive line wasn't as banged up. They were playing. It was probably the most dominant offensive line performance I've ever seen in my life. I don't think they get enough credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that this year. That's fine. It just seems like, I mean, let's not forget, last year, the passing game was an issue. As soon as we got to the playoffs, what did we do? Blew the doors off Washington. Obviously, the Chiefs. This offense just seems to get it together when they need to get it together, and I think a lot of that is on Jalen. Obviously, he plays a little bit of whatever you want, conservative, but when he needs to make plays, he makes plays. He gets it done when he needs to get it done. I mean, proof's in the winning, right? 8-2.
Yeah, and it feels like down the stretch, it's going to have to be a lot of that because they're probably not going to blow many teams out with this offense, right? Mm-hmm. So it's probably going to have to be what you're talking about, Kyle, like the clutch plays and those big moments to win these close games. Kyle, what do you got for us? Two words to go together.
All right, so I was thinking pasta and meatballs, but I got another one. Dallas sucks.
Let's use that as your answer because that is it fits the week perfectly. Kyle, good phone call.
I don't think people getting this.
What? No, Dallas sucks. Two words.
Okay, that's two words, but they go. Okay, I guess they go together.
Of course they do.
Okay.
Why wouldn't they?
I'm just saying.
What are you trying to say? To someone around here, what are they going to respond?
No,
sucks.
Okay, Dallas sucks.
Dallas sucks.
Or I was thinking like you know. Like when you say like OH and you know say IO,
those are four letters.
But no, I'm just saying. But that's two. Yeah, I guess. I'm confused.
I mean, the last two primetime games, so our fans stayed and chanted Dallas sucks.
You say okay, wait a minute. The premise is two words that go together.
Go together. Two words jumbo that go
shrimp,
together.
Like jumbo shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Jumbo shrimp's a good one.
Yeah, just keep taking them off the board.
Man, my bad.
Is that what you want to order for lunch?
I'm gonna get on the. It says on the menu mini glizzies. I'm excited.
Is that your answer today? Mini glizzies.
Yeah. Or this short rib grilled cheese.
That's too many words.
I'm kind of excited about that.
That's too many words. All right, 215-5 grilled cheese. There's two words.
There you go.
We figured it out. 215
or good Gouda. Good Gouda.
We're in public today. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We're going to have Jason Avant live with us for the next hour, our lunch hour. Hugh Reddy orders lunch live on the air. We'll talk to Jason about the offense, your phone calls, and, of course, it is CombOcon today for a great giveaway. Thanks to Gerhard's Appliance and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Give us two words that go together. And do you still expect this Eagles offense to improve as the season goes on? Yes or no? Where do you come down? Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's the Black Friday sale at the Max Warehouse, people, with deals that hit harder than a well-known push to the tush that moves the pile. Let that sink in a little bit. Now through December 2nd, save up to $1,000 warehouse-wide on all top brands, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest, Sealy, and a whole lot more. Plus, you get 0% interest financing, free next-day delivery, and one-year lowest price guarantee. Maxwell Warehouse has you covered. Look, you spend a third of your life in the bed anyway. If your mattress is weak, then your recovery is weak. Take it from me. The right setup changes how you rest, how you feel when you wake up. With Mattress Warehouse's exclusive bed mattress technology, you get a setup built for your body backed by 100% comfort guarantee. Do what I did and upgrade with total confidence now during the Mattress Warehouse's Black Friday sale. Visit MattressWarehouse.com to find a store near you. That's MattressWarehouse.com, MattressWarehouse.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.